Catholic League, Joe Biden Nixon God and Prayer Address Inexplicable. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 8, 2021. Catholic League President Bill Donahue said Friday that President Joe Biden's failure to even mention God in his National Day of Prayer address was inexplicable at best and objectionable at worst. What President Biden did was unprecedented, Dr. Donahue wrote in a May 7 essay. No previous president has failed to mention God since the day it was created in 1952 by a joint resolution of Congress and signed into law by President Harry Truman. As Breitbart News reported, in his May 6 address, Biden mentioned the coronavirus pandemic, racial justice, and the existential threat of climate change, but somehow managed to omit any reference to God. The closest he got was the vague reference that human beings are the most dynamic link to the divine on this planet. Searching for a rationale for dropping God from an address on the National Day of Prayer, Donahue noted that the Democratic Party is home to secularists for whom God talk is anathema. Those who have no religious affiliation, as well as agnostics and atheists, have laid anchor in the party, many of whom are openly hostile to religion and people of faith, Donahue observed. It is not a leap to conclude that this mentality colored Biden's prepared remarks. Last summer, Secular Democrats of America were given 3 panels to voice their concerns at the Democratic National Convention, during which they did not hold back in lambasting Christian conservatives, he continued. In December, the same group delivered a 28-page report to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris outlining their animus against religious liberty, Donahue stated. They essentially want to secularize religious institutions, gutting most religious exemptions. Those who are averse to prayer are free to ignore the National Day of Prayer, he observed. But those who choose to participate are expected to pay tribute to God, which is why what President Biden did was inexplicable at best and objectionable at worst. To the extent that Biden's remarks reflect the sentiments of those who are running the White House, this does not speak well for him or his administration, he concluded, and it doesn't bode well for the country. Follow at Williams Rome.